The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. A little soggy on the outside, but we're just doing that to get it out of the way for the big Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up. We want to keep that nice here in the Plum area. And our guest today on the program, from the Port Austin Farmers Market, John Pridnia, starting year number 9.
Isn't it hard to believe? I mean, this is our 9th year for the Port Austin Farmers Market. It seems like we just started it a couple of years ago. But the proof of 9 successful years is the variety of vendors we have now. The number, the amount of vendors we have is just staggering. Matter of fact, when we started our first year, Craig, we had a pool, if you will, of 63 vendors by the end of the first year, which was more than we had anticipated in the beginning. Now, we send out invitations to vendors who do participate in our market, and the total now exceeds 1,000 vendors who at one time or another, spring, summer, or fall, vendor at the Port Austin Farmers Market. Just amazing. And that's what makes us, in the eyes of the state of Michigan, one of the top 10 farmers markets in the state.
You do this downtown, which has its own logistical problems because there's traffic and everything else. Part of the effort was to bring people to downtown Port Austin. You didn't want to have it 2 miles out of town. You wanted everybody to see what the town has to offer.
Well, it's paid off. The real compliment should go to the area residents because we do inconvenience them with the public parking problems. I mean, at times we're putting 5,000 to 10,000 people through the market on a Saturday morning, so getting to the post office is a little difficult. But I think everyone enjoys the market to such a degree, and I think, too, that they understand that it helps all of the businesses up and down Main Street. So to that point, I think they're willing to put up with a little inconvenience for the benefit of our community. Yeah, it's been really great. The variety of vendors that we've begun to receive, they're coming from all over the state, and they're bringing products that really have not been available in Huron County. Specialty items, food specialty items that are just a delight. And with that, when our vacationers come to town, it gives them something to do. Whether it's a bright sunny day and we close at 1 o'clock, they can still have time to get to the beach. But if it's a yucky day out there like it is today, they bring their umbrellas and enjoy the farmers market as a family. So we're very, very, very fortunate. And as you say, we opened for the season this coming Saturday. Officially, we open at 9 o'clock. We know some of the early birds come and sneak in sometime after 8 o'clock, and that's fine. But do plan on coming because we expect to have over 200 vendors on site this Saturday. We did something different starting last year. There's always been this influx of more vendors than normal on the three holiday weekends of Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. So what we did is we now have 230 potential vendor sites on the grounds. And what we do now is when they are full, we turn vendors away. And that does happen probably on 4 or 5 Saturdays during the summer season. That way it keeps us from trying to jostle around and make special exceptions to accommodate some of the vendors who might not come on a regular basis. Our loyalties are to our vendors who are there every single Saturday, regardless of the season. So if you look at that, I think at any time you come to the Port Austin Farmers Market, you can look to have 230 vendor sites full of a variety that's almost incomprehensible.
Have you grown to your maximum size that the village can allot? Because you only have so much space downtown that's open. You even take up a street or two here during the farmer's market. So you're pretty much on the edge of how big of a space you can have.
You know, that's a very, very good question. In fairness to the community and in fairness to the population that lives in Port Austin, I think we are maxed out. We could go in different directions. We could make exceptions. But what the one area that is left to us for expansion is currently being used for the parking of vendors. Because we don't allow them to park on street. We want those street parking places and public parking places available for our shoppers. So in order to avoid inconveniencing residents and shoppers, I think we're there. It's been suggested, you could move a tiny bit out of town right at the village limits. I don't think we'll ever do that because it just wouldn't be fair to the downtown business community. We started this market, and I say we, my wife and I, with the intent that the people who come to town not only will enjoy the market, but will also shop at the grocery stores, visit the hardware, go to all of the restaurants. And that happens because everyone is just a few steps away. So to ever consider moving it out of the village for the sake of bringing in more vendors, frankly, doesn't make any sense.
And it would seem like, you know, the constraints of the space you have would allow you to be more particular on who comes in. And then, so you just don't have a whole big space and everybody can come in. You've got specialty things and people there with items that you're just not going to find anywhere else.
Craig, that too is a very important point because we do screen our vendors. The first and foremost issue is we want to always be a quality farmer's market with the edible products of fruits and vegetables and such. Flowers, of course. Separate of that, we have, a 3-acre site that we house the arts and crafts and things like that. But we screen them so that inappropriate items aren't sold. We will not allow garage sale type items to be sold. And we never want to end up being named a flea market, if you will. We've got something for everybody, but we want to keep it a purist market for the farmers market and an enjoyable, high quality market for the antiques and the crafts and art items like that.
Give it a pedigree rather than being a mutt with fleas.
Well, that's it, because it's an easy spiral downhill if you loosen the rules and regulations. You know, some of our vendors understandably criticize us by the strictness of our rules and regulations. And there are 4 pages of them, by the way. But they're there so that the quality of our farmers market is maintained and the comfort and variety for our shoppers is as well. One of the things...
I would imagine everything that got on those pages evolved from a problem you had or something you saw. So it's not like you're just making up the rules. You found problems and you took steps to make sure they don't happen again.
Absolutely. And fortunately, most of them were observed before they became a problem to us. But proper planning. One of the things that I'd like to compliment is the fact that the market simply could not operate without our volunteers. We have 6 or 7 volunteers who will show up at 5:30 in the morning every single Saturday morning to help us unload and get people placed, because when that flood of vendors come in, it's chaos. It's fun. But we also have 5 or 6 vendors who show up at 1 o'clock to help us put away all the barricades and all the materials and the trash. And we even have a crew that comes in and makes sure that all the litter on the grounds is picked up. Those volunteers, some of them have been with us all 9 years. And we're so grateful to have their participation, because without them, we could not do what we do. So we're very, very grateful.
And that helps you to continue to get the support of the village because they're not incurring costs in your aftermath because you're taking care of it.
Yeah, and the village is very accommodating to us. Of course, they realize the benefit of it. But, we don't want to ever overstep our boundaries for the village. We're grateful for what they do for us. We're grateful for the cooperation of the residents. And we've found a very happy home in Port Austin. One thing I'd like to ask the listeners to do is maybe grab a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give a couple of dates or phone numbers out. But the first one that I would hope that everyone would mark their calendar for is the June 15th, which is Kids Day. And that would be, 3 weeks from this Saturday?
June the 15th, it would be like 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think 3 or 4, but anyway, June 15th is Kids Day, and if you've ever been to the Kids Day at the Port Austin Farmers Market, you'll see what Kids Day really means, because everything for the children is free. We bring in a company with 4 huge inflatable fun centers, the typical moonwalk and bungee pole and obstacle course and a huge 20-foot slide. We also bring in a petting zoo, free horse and wagon rides, clowns, entertainment. And our fire department brings their biggest big red fire truck so that the kids can crawl around there and pull the siren and beep the horn. So moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, make sure you bring the kids. But as important as that, bring your camera, because it is one of the most fun events the town and the farmers market puts on. And it, again, is June 15th. One of the highlights is that the Huron Memorial Hospital, Huron Medical Center, every year for the last 5 years, and again this year, they will be outfitting children, properly sizing them for bicycle helmets, and to the first 250 children who are properly fitted, they'll be given free bicycle helmets. And it's a treat because we officially open at 9 o'clock, but at 8:30, you've seen so many kids there. They don't know if they want to run over the moonwalk, or they usually make their moms and dads stand in line for the helmets. It's just too much fun to have jammed into 4 hours, but we love it. So anyway, our compliments to Huron Medical Center for being a part of our Kids Day again this year. And pretty much as they say, you've got to be there to believe it.
It's probably one of those big days when you get a full slate of vendors coming in, too, because they know all the kids are coming.
Yeah, and it's amazing how some of them shift gears to products that favor children, which is kind of fun. We've had an interesting thing. It's amazing between the tech center here in town at Bad Axe and the vendors wishing to become more professional with their products and use a greater distribution of their products, maybe into grocery stores, party stores, and things like that. And the tech center having the kitchen and the wherewithal to assist people in the licensing process. We've got products, at McDonald's food stores, several grocery stores around town. It's just nice because they began as a mom and pop operation at our farmers market, and now they are professionalizing themselves to the health needs, the licensing needs, the labeling and bottling needs. It's really a treat to go through some of these stores and see what they've done.
I think they call it the incubator,
and it was well thought out years ago when it was created, and it's just wonderful.
Well, it allows them to use it when the students aren't there. A lot of them are in there in the evenings, at night, taking advantage of the equipment that's there, just sitting idle, and why not?
Yeah, and to that point, anybody interested should call the tech center and inquire about it, because it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful facility. We're having something new develop in town, probably and hopefully open by this Friday or Saturday. 5 of our artistic vendors, have gone together and rented a building in town across the street from the Bank Restaurant, and they are going to be an open retail store for the jewelry that they make. One does pottery, one does wood carvings. I would say it's the cream of the crop of some of the artisans that we've had, and they're going to open the doors this weekend and remain open through the entire summer fall season. Another plus that has kind of been created by the first farmers markets.
Well, the town is alive in the summer. In the wintertime, it's more of the townies, but in the summer months, we get a lot of people coming through, and it's a perfect opportunity for these people to show what they can create.
Well, it really is, and I'm not suggesting that it's the farmers market in this next occasion, but because there are more people coming to town to see what Port Austin has to offer, more vacationers are vacationing in Port Austin. It's allowed some of our existing buildings or businesses to mature. We were just pleasantly surprised. Murphy's Bakery, who's been in town for decades, just did a beautiful job of putting a new front on their store. It just ties in with what's going on in town.
It's a satellite from their bad axis.
Exactly.
So they just bring it all right up to Port Austin. The folks at the harbor can come in and get some sweet treats and bread and such, and yep. It's right there for them.
Well, and you know, everybody, they're open 7 days a week. People would talk to us and say, gee, you're going to hurt the grocery store. Gee, you're going to hurt the bakery. You know, people are going to go to the farmer's market and not patronize the other businesses. There's a line at Murphy's Bakery for people trying to get in during the market. The food store in town, they have to open all of their registers during the farmer's market, because when people leave the market, they're going in there for some of their other staples and other food products. The town is just jumping, and we just love having other people like Murphy's Bakery come into town and offer a 7-day-a-week process, but they get known during the farmer's market. Something neat happening this year. Chris Boyle, who owns the Port Austin Kayak Rental, he has vacated the little building that he had last year, and he's bought the old big marina building, huge facility. And he's going to have some really neat surprises with some retail products in there. But he's also going into bike rentals, kayak rentals, and they go by the hour, the day, and the week. It's another new business that is flourishing in town. Chris used to display at the market. Now he doesn't even have time because there's so many people going down their way. And for the fishermen, and you know, we need to talk about the harbor, but for the fishermen, Chris is taking over that building, has basically caused our marina to close. But Mike Morgan and Darcy Finan have opened up M&D Marine right next door to the old marina, and they are now a full-service marina, which is another new business in town and doing quite well. So come to town, wander around, see what's new, and enjoy what we have to offer.
And again, it's the support of the village, you know, that made sure that the creek got dredged a little bit. Some of those boat slips in there are now usable because the water levels are so low around the lake. It may be going up with the rain we're getting today, but
yep.
But you know, it's we are need this an awful lot in order to add inches and to get back to where normal is. And they all step up and try and keep these businesses going.
Well, and that's very true, and the village has been wonderful in this whole process. But I'll tell you, talk about a good neighbor is the DNR Waterways Commission. We now have completed two of the three phases for the harbor redevelopment. If you haven't been to Port Austin in some time, when you come in, you will see a beautiful, brand-new visitor welcome center. below in the parking space where the boat launch is a just an unbelievable, beautiful toilet facility and bathhouse. The grounds have just been enhanced so much. And the boat launch this year is open. There's a third phase that will begin after October 1st of this year. But the DNR has said that they will keep the boat launch open and allow everybody full access to the lake. We're one of the few harbors in the area that have more than adequate dock space and more than adequate depth to the marina, because we've had some critical dredging done that was done all last summer. So come to Port Austin and see what $6.1 million can do, because that's the cost of the entire harbor waterfront development, including Veterans Waterfront Park, which was the village's effort to tie in that shoreline and make it a beautiful setup.
It allows the boaters who go there to have a great big space. You know, yeah. It's not just you're in this little slip and you've got to walk out of a narrow alleyway to get into town. It's big, wide, and open, and looking better than ever.
It is. And two things. There's a huge pavilion that has water and electrical service at Veterans Waterfront Park. You can reserve that pavilion. Anybody can reserve it. It's there, too, for the boaters and fishing tournaments and things like that. It's really helped a lot. Plus, go inside the Visitor Welcome Center. You're going to see a room that accommodates about 50 people with the most beautiful view out the windows of the harbor and the boating area. That, too, is a facility that can be rented by the general public. I mean, what a great place to have a baby shower or some kind of family reunion or gathering. So all you have to do is give the village hall a call and make an inquiry as to the process to do that.
It's a great place to bring the Waterway Commission to see what they built in Port Austin with the dollars they sent. They were there up earlier this year.
They were, and they were just overwhelmed with the beauty of the harbor, the view, and sitting in that room with about 40 people from across the state who come in to testify to the Harbor Waterways Commission was amazing, because as everyone came through the door, they started to drool, and everybody wished that they had what we now have in town. The last phase, I just want to say, is twofold. That will be the removal this fall of the old docks that are on the west side and significant dredging of the shallowed area beneath that. And because that's mostly shale, there's going to have to be some dynamited areas to be dredged out of there. But again, don't worry about it. After the boating season is concluded around October 1st, that will begin. And this time next year, we will have a 100% full-service harbor open.
And they're going to be going to the floating docks they put in the phase two, which gives easier access to the boaters who had to climb down because they were built for higher water.
You know, my wife and I had just a small sailboat that we kept there, and I joked because I said we used to have to use
like a step stool to get in?
No. It was so far down that's age showing now. I'm becoming senile. Anyway, the drop was so significant, and they're literally installed ladders on the docks for us to get out, and it just wasn't manageable. But if you want a treat, go to the harbor, just park there and look, and the old docks on the left, you will see how high out of the water and pretty much useless they are versus the new floating docks on the right. So in my opinion, you probably needed a parachute to get in your boat and a ladder to get out.
And the new docks also feature services that are up to date, because boats today, it used to be you ran maybe lights and a cooler, but now it's air conditioning, it's everything else. You needed higher amperage for your electrical service. I believe there's cable there, water, all kinds of stuff that just, you know, makes it like camping almost. I mean, like hooking a camper up, and then you can drive your boat to the next facility and see more of Lake Huron.
Well, that's it. I mean, as you say, you know, the pump out facility used to break down about every week. Now that's brand new. The gas pumps are brand new. The water lines, the sewer lines, the 50-amp service for electrical. It's a model. Matter of fact, the DNR Waterways Commission and the DNR director said that when this is complete, this time next year, he believes that Port Austin Harbor will be the finest and the most attractive in the state of Michigan. So that's pretty neat.
And a lot of it is because the people locally push for it.
Oh, they were.
You were a part of that, but I mean, it's more than one person. A lot of people have to push to pry money out of the hands of the state to do these types of projects, squeaky wheel and all that.
That's exactly the case. And the key is to get everybody unified in what they want. Probably one of the biggest compliments goes to the veterans. They took upon the improvements of Veterans Waterfront Park in an area designated for them, and it is so beautiful and so complements what the village did that it was just basically seen as a partnership there between the village and the veterans, and then a major partnership with the adjacent property owners, which is the state of Michigan.
And wasn't there like a swap of properties for the park, because they needed the other one for the water plant and such to connect into? So, I mean, it all kind of fit together. It just all was like a perfect storm coming together in a good way for a change.
It was. And matter of fact, we're still working on a couple of things yet to happen. One of the things that's very much desired is a fish cleaning station. And I've talked to the DNR, and I'm waiting for an answer, which I think I'll have in 2 or 3 weeks. And I believe it will be positive. Is there's a strong, small, narrow green belt where the boats, trailerable boats, are put in and out. We want to know if they will lease us a suitable small space where a fish cleaning station can be built right there for the people who fish and for the vacationers who walk down to the harbor and enjoy seeing, the catch brought in. So the issue will be raising the money for the fish cleaning station, but once we get the approval, I think there'll be enough people around the county to help us meet that goal. Another one is, in the new docks that will be put in and complete this time next year, there's a small area for handicap access to boats, particularly charter boats. And we've presented a memo to the DNR asking if we fund it and we manage it and we operate it, could we install a handicap lift that can safely take somebody from the dock area into a boat and out of a boat onto the dock area? It's just something that makes sense, and it'll be another fundraising effort that we'll try to tackle in a not too distant future.
And most of the time when the state is doling out money, they want to make sure it's ADA accessible, Americans with Disabilities Act. That's one of their prime functions, and it has to be met, and that's just another way to do it.
Well, exactly, Craig, and I think the way we're going about it, the DNR will be watching, because I think they realize they want to copy that process in other harbors or refuge around the state. So, listeners, grab your pencil and paper, because I want to remind you as well that on June 1st, which is a week from this Saturday, the Port Austin Car Show will take place, and it gets bigger and better every year with all kinds of support events. So the best thing you can do is maybe call our Chamber of Commerce to ask them more of the details on the June 1st car show. I think that the Chamber's phone number, by the way, is 738-7600. 738-7600. While you're asking them about details on the car show, ask them further about the Thumb Area Artist show that will be both Saturday and Sunday of this coming weekend. It starts while the market is open, so if you come to the market, you can go into the old school gymnasium and enjoy a wonderful artist showing, and we'd like to have you do so. But if you have any questions, give the Chamber of Commerce a call, and they can fill you in from there.
Do they do the car show where you do the farmer's market, or is this right on the streets?
They start on the street. And then when we vacate the grassy area there, they fill that area in as well. Truly the best thing to do is come to the market around 11 o'clock and have lunch and stay and enjoy both events. It makes for a real fun day. A couple of other quick things I want to mention, if I can, Craig. Our Memorial Day parade, and I know all of your communities around here in county have them, but it has developed into a masterful presentation of honoring veterans. And our Memorial Day parade is now held at the new Veterans Waterfront Park overlooking Lake Huron. It starts at 12:30 on Memorial Day. So I would really like to encourage you to come and see it. It can't be matched. It's a wonderful way to respect and honor veterans, but under the group of flags and it's just hard to describe how beautiful that site is now. And we would hope that you could. That's Memorial Day, 12:30.
Is it a parade on the street, or is it more of a service right there at the park?
It has changed from the parade and a gathering on Lake Street to the gathering, the ultimate gathering at Veterans Waterfront Park. Adequate seating is put up in the park because there's so many people who come to it. But it just doesn't matter what your needs are. There's adequate parking and adequate seating, and we hope that you'll come. Again, that's 12:30 on Memorial Day. Mark your calendar also for the 4th of July. Port Austin is the only community that I'm aware of in Huron County that has their fireworks display always on the night of the 4th of July. Doesn't matter if it's a midweek or whatever, it's the 4th of July. And we have been going through some major fundraising efforts to literally guarantee that this will be the biggest and best fireworks in Huron County, probably within Tuscola and Sanilac as well. We started with $10,000 contributions into the fireworks. I think we keep increasing that by $1,000 each year. I think we're now closer to $15,000 expenditure for fireworks, and it's something to see. So enjoy everybody else's in the county, but on the 4th of July night, come and see us.
Is that shot over the lake, or do you need to be a different place in town?
You can go sit anywhere along the lakeside because it's all done over the walkway out into the harbor. So basically, it's right on the water and just north of the shoreline. Can't miss it.
Some of the displays on the water are just, you can see them reflected in the water. It's really kind of neat. If you haven't seen it.
It really is. And, you know, I know we're bragging up Port Austin, but I'm going to switch gears to something else. By the way, if any of the issues that we've covered here today, do call the Chamber of Commerce. They're very involved on just everything we've discussed, and that's what they're there for, is to answer your inquiries and your calls. But, Craig, you had something on air not too long ago about the tech center getting involved in a full-stage nursing program. And I want to say that if you have a son or daughter, or if you yourself want to involve yourself into a nursing program, if you want to extend and improve and expand your nurse or healthcare profession, from CENA to LPNs onto nursing. The Huron County Tech Center is going to be going into spring of next year with a full-scale nursing program right here in our town. What happened was about 6 or 8 months ago, St. Clair Community College pulled out of town. And they had
certainly wasn't because they had a lack of people interested, because there was always a waiting list.
Absolutely. I think it was a financial thing. I think they wanted and expected people to come to them rather than them go to us. But through the efforts of many people, and particularly Clark Brock at the Tech Center, we now have Mid-Michigan College, who's going to come in with a 100% full-scale nursing program right here at the Tech Center. And at Huron Medical Center, all of the hands-on training that they would normally have to go to a metropolitan area for as a part of their curriculum will be able to be done right here in town. It is probably the best news that we've ever had in a healthcare involvement in Huron County. It doesn't matter if it's a high school graduate, if it's someone who's been a CENA or who's been an LPN for years, or someone who just wants to start out on a nursing career, it's going to be available right here in town. The way to find out more about it is to give the Huron County Tech Center a call and ask for Doug.
Doug Hassler
is kind of taking care of things, as well as Clark Brock. And they're the two angels there that are bringing this about. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the healthcare profession is in great need of nurses. And this is the opportunity for you or a son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter to set their sights on a wonderful, wonderful career right in their own backyard.
And they're needed here. So it isn't like we're training them to go elsewhere. There's a lot of potential right here to get a job and to stay at home and not find Huron County's population shrinking anymore.
I've seen in the Wanyets, I've seen the same ad requesting nurses for months. There's such a tremendous shortage and such a great need. We're all getting older. I guess I'm not the only one. But we
you know,
are.
Anyone going the other way, there's news for me in that.
But we are getting older, and our healthcare needs are growing. And the healthcare profession is always going to be a safe and satisfying career opportunity, regardless of your age. So give it some thought. Give the Tech Center, because what happened was there was an exploratory meeting at the Tech Center a week or two ago, and as I understand it, there were 67 people who showed up inquiring about the nursing school opportunity. There will be no one turned away from this program. The more the merrier. The only problem we might have is having to find more room at the Tech Center to accommodate this class. That'd be a wonderful project.
It's a wonderful problem to have.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Well, we're getting kind of near the end, and we wanted to go back to the farmer's market, let everybody know the big weekend is coming up. It's this weekend. We're getting the rain out of the way because we don't want that come Saturday morning. And traditionally, Memorial Day, when you're out there at the lake, is a little cool. Wear a sweater or something just to be safe if it's warmer inland, but you can go out there and have a great time.
You know, that's true. When you come to Port Austin, always bring a jacket. And if it's cool in your own backyard, bring a coat. That lake is such a wonderful asset to our town, but doggone it, it gets chilly sometimes. So far, Saturday's forecast is no rain, partly sunny, and in around 58 degrees. We'll hope that it gets a little warmer than that. But come anyway, because you just don't want to miss the fun. 9th annual Port Austin Farmers Market this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine.
And you might be surprised what you'll find out there, because it's not just, you know, produce and stuff. There's a lot of things out there that are specialty, and and are something you're not just going to find anywhere else.
Okay. And I want to thank you, Craig, for allowing us to take this slot every year and let the people become aware of what we're doing. But and we appreciate you, the shoppers. We know sometimes you have to park a distance away to get to the market, but we're doing everything we can to open up some additional parking in the town, and just watch for the signage.
Thanks for being with us, John. Our guest today on the program has been John Pridnia. We've been talking about the upcoming start of the Port Austin Farmers Market this Saturday. You want to be there bright and early. About 9 it starts. Some of the early birds sneak in about 8:30, and they try to get the best deals they can. But 9 o'clock it starts. It's right in downtown Port Austin. If you're driving in, you just can't miss it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.